Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Chris Anderson. And today, Chris, part two of our look at the challenges of rural health care and more specifically what you can do to maintain a good relationship with your providers.
Brandon, absolutely. And last time on Real Answers, we spoke with Dr. Marlene Smith, a pediatrician from the Cowdersport area, and she shared some great perspective on what's happening in healthcare in rural communities. And you can hear that full conversation on the FLN website. But today, I want to share with you a conversation that I had with another doctor, Dr. Keith Jambuja. He's a family practice doctor out of Bolivar, New York, in Allegheny County, about what you can do to maintain a good working relationship with your doctor. He also helps our listeners to understand kind of what goes on behind the scenes, which may help ease those frustrations as you're waiting to be seen. And so here's a conversation with Dr. Jambuja.
So Keith, from your point of view as a rural provider, here you are in rural Allegheny County. So what are your frustrations with what you see having to do your job in an area such as this?
The insurance often makes things difficult for the patients. My job is to be the patient's advocate, do what I can for the patient, and it's very frequent and often that the problems that arise are related to whatever insurance the patient has. I might want an MRI, but I have to take step edits to get to an x-ray first, then physical therapy, and finally, failing that, I can get to the test I wanted from the get-go. But a lot of patients don't realize that, and they think I'm taking my time and working through all these things, trying to come up with an answer. In fact, I often have the answer, know what I need to do from the get-go, but I have the insurance telling me how to do my job, and I can't work outside of that.
Like you said, even if you know what needs to happen, the insurance says, all right, you got to take this step, then this step, then this step, and then you get to do what you need to do.
Right. So Spend more money to save money, because if I'm wrong and somewhere along the line that comes out, then sure, I've saved money.
So we've all been waiting in the waiting room at times, and, you know, appointments at 10 a.m., Still waiting. That's got to be your fault, right, doctor? Come on, doctor. You're in the back playing games You just don't feel like it, right? Okay, so what's going on?
All day long, I'm inundated with phone calls from patients with questions about what's going on with their care. I got to update them as to what's going on. I have prescription refills that need prior authorization that are coming through. I'm doing that all day long. Now, me specifically, I value my time. I value my patients' time. I try to be as on time as I can. And I even go so far as to tell patients, man, I'm so sorry I'm running late, but I had a patient that needed X, Y, or Z. And when some of this extra stuff happens, I can walk into a room and I get a bomb dropped on me about what's going on with this patient. They need an extra half hour. That's going to happen. And when it's your turn and you have that problem, you get that extra time too. So you appreciate it that much more then.
Yeah.
But then when I'm 10, 20 minutes behind and I walk into the room, you're frustrated.
Well, not to mention probably the paperwork that needs to be done with different insurances.
It's nonstop paperwork. Yeah. We're a paperless society, but all I seem to have is paperwork and charts and other things to complete.
So I think I'm a good patient. I could be wrong. Okay. I follow all the doctor's orders. Well, yeah, that's not true. But if I want, so I wish it were true. So what can they do to maintain a good relationship with their provider? Not to mention take care of themselves once the provider gives a set of instructions.
One of the biggest things that is frustrating for myself and the patients is a medication will be stopped without my knowledge of it. And then I don't see the patient for 3, maybe 4 months down the road, and all of a sudden for the last 4 months, oh, by the way, I haven't been taking my medication. If there's a problem, if there's something going on, I'm the guy that coordinates with the other providers, your cardiologist, your nephrologist, and I need to know what's going on. If I don't know what's going on, I can't help. So frequently, if you're on a medication and there's no particular problems, but you think you want to stop it, talk to me about it.
Sure.
Be careful of internet sources. People that come in with their diagnosis, it's not often what we're looking for. I want to hear stories. I'm going to ask questions. I want to know what we're dealing with. And I'm going to have things that on an internet search, you're 3 clicks from cancer at any point. So you're not going to come up with the same answers that I get.
Chris, great information indeed to help us not only maintain a good relationship with our providers, but also to understand what they go through when maybe we're waiting a bit longer at the doctor's office to be seen.
Brandon, so true. And I'll tell you, the amount of red tape and regulations that all healthcare providers need to deal with on a daily basis just to do their jobs is truly incredible. And we can definitely do our parts to be understanding as we're waiting in the waiting areas to be seen by a doctor's, just to really give them the support and to show them that we at least have somewhat of an understanding of what they go through on a day-to-day basis.
You've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. Airs Wednesdays during the noon report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Chris Anderson.